Idaho Falls is watching you with a series of interconnected cameras.
A Nutcracker in the middle of summer? We tell you all about Lagoon's newest ride.
How we got 2 million views in 2 days with confusion bait on Threads.
And a local relaxation hotspot is closed down for upgrades.
It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers.
Those who are keeping it 100 on the land, the sea, and the sky.
Thanks, Swifty. Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes and dad jokes, and let's get it started in here.
Much better than the alternative lyric.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't say that anymore.
Nope.
Having the conversation in the dressing room tonight before Clue on stage.
Yeah, which you should totally go to.
About how
the last day.
Yeah, political correctness and things that you say, they change almost overnight.
Yes.
I'm watching old Simpsons episodes where they make a couple episodes in a row, season 18, I want to say 19, where it's, this is gay, that's gay, you're gay, he's gay, I don't want to be gay.
Yeah.
Gay meaning lame.
Yes.
Which we just don't do anymore.
No. I mean, thank goodness too.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because realistically, we can come up with something way better than that.
Yeah, we've got better vocabularies.
Yeah.
It's also, though, funny to me how, speaking of the R word, words change and then eventually they become slurs and then offensive. So you get the new word and then 20 years later, that becomes offensive. It's just wild.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough to keep up with it. But I think it's good that people are actively trying to be as, you know, thoughtful and kind and correct as possible.
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
So with that said, we apologize for everything we said last episode.
Yeah.
Here is our mea culpa. This is our apology.
Should we do like sad music in the background, like a YouTuber apology?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll make a non-
I'll have some fake tears.
Apology, apology. I'm sorry you felt like.
Right.
The meme we just put up was, go apologize to God. Anybody know the context of that?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Some people need to, though.
We'll explain our appearance. As you know, Clue on stage opened last week. Thunder Ridge Auditorium Performing Arts.
It's the auditorium in the Thunder Ridge High School. You can't miss it.
Yeah, with Ammon Arts Community Theater. Oh, by the way, you've got two more chances to go see it tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh, right.
Ticket link in post. So after the play tonight, Carly was like, hey, can we stop by a Halloween party really quick? So that's why we're both dressed up and just we're gonna just keep it this way, right?
Yeah, we figured we'd just, you know, roll with it. It is spooky season after all. And, you know, it's kind of nice dressing in the exact opposite of what I usually would, since my colors are usually like white and pink and not black and purple.
Yes.
You know?
Tammy is in complete agreement with you on Facebook. She says, yes, everything should be pink forever and ever. Amen.
I agree. Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks for that. And then next episode, we'll be wearing our actual Halloween costumes or our...
I believe we will be, yes.
Sort of perfunctory...
Yeah.
Yeah, Halloween costume. You've put a lot of effort into yours.
Some.
Mine is a t-shirt.
Yes.
I'm going to warn you guys right now, I'm not feeling it. I am feeling it. I'm just... It's what I can do this year.
Well, you're right. Well, and also realistically, if we're not going to go out and about and do a ton, which we're not.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because Halloween falls on a weird day of the week, doesn't it?
What is it? Halloween is
I'm going to find out.
Next Friday. No, so it's a great day of the week.
Well, I suck then.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this would have been the year to put a lot of effort into our costumes, and we did not because it's been a hell of a year.
Womp womp.
It is what it is.
This is a great start for the theme of this show. You've heard the expression, anything worth doing is worth doing...
Poorly? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what that means is, even if you only bring it a little bit, it's still worth doing.
Yeah, I agree.
I almost was like, you know what? I can't handle doing a show. Doing the show is no problem.
Right.
The bitch is going to be editing it.
Yeah, putting the whole thing together at the end.
Which is what we do, but I'm getting more and more help from AI.
Yes.
Did you see the thumbnail for the clip?
I did.
For the old 1974
oh, yeah.
video tour through Idaho Falls. I played around a little bit last week, and mm-hmm. look at these vintage signs from Idaho Falls from the 70s that basically AI helped me recreate. Now, some of them...
Yeah, they're not perfect.
Are off a little bit.
Yeah, well, like, and watching you work with AI to try to get them right was, yeah. It was sort of funny because I could feel the frustration and also felt your frustration at
maddening.
It.
Maddening.
Yeah.
Well, because it treats some things as text and some things as vectors and yeah. rasters. And yeah, it gets confused with an object in the foreground versus an object in the background.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun, and I guess it's a good thing I have no life. So, yeah, we want to apologize for last episode. We're not going to go dark at all this episode. That's yeah. our promise to you that we probably won't just, you know, throw a couple sneakies in.
I mean, you know, other than our appearance.
Right. Let's start with this, shall we?
Let's.
Yesterday, October 19th, was the 18th anniversary of Nun Pizza with Left Beef.
Oh, funny. Wow. You said 18th?
18 years ago, 2007. Oh,
I'm pretty sure that started on Tumblr, didn't it?
It was, I don't know, it was some dude mm-hmm. who, you know, Domino's had just gotten their pizza tracker.
Yes.
Or their online ordering system kind yes. of. And mm-hmm. he put it to the test by ordering a ridiculous order. like no toppings, no mm-hmm. sauce.
Yeah, no sauce, cheese. No cheese, just crust. And then only beef, but only on one side.
So what he got was this pathetic
yeah.
crust with the sauce.
I wonder how much that cost him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to go to Winco and get our own little, what are the crusts that hang, the boboli? Is that how you pronounce those?
Okay.
Get one of those crusts and just some of the Winco sausage.
Oh, yeah. That'd be funny.
And pour it on a paper.
Make your very own. Nun Pizza with Left Beef.
Yeah, but no time this week. No time.
Well, and also that seems like such a waste of food.
Yeah. I don't know. Bread and sausage.
Yeah.
Rango would have loved it.
Oh, he would have. That's true.
Also, big news for us. We're so excited for 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Holy shit, you guys. Thank you so much.
Isn't that so freaking cool?
I didn't see that.
And it only took us 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on this very slow, steady increase.
But hey, 1,000 is still 1,000, and that's pretty good.
How does it happen? We keep coming up with funky-ass shit, mm-hmm. like every single day.
Love and grit, baby.
Okay. Spud King's got a hat trick last Thursday night. Yeah!
Yeah, right?
Atchison? Is that the guy's name who did it? So that means our friends, Lane and Whitney at Virgin mm-hmm. Riverland and Cattle Company, donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter.
Two of our favorite organizations here.
They have the cutest cat right now. And by the time the show airs, it's probably taken.
Well, but, and I'm trying to get you to take that kitten that my mom has, too.
I know. I'm thinking about it.
I know.
Look at this. Look at Misty.
Then Ringo would have a little... Oh, she's cute.
Look at her.
She looks like...
Look it. Look it.
Honey, she looks like what the little kitten is going to grow up to be. But she is very cute.
So pretty.
Very pretty girl.
She's charcoal.
I know. That's why I was trying to get you to take the kitten. The kitten is also charcoal.
Is it really? Yeah.
Yes. Right. I've shown you pictures. She's adorable.
I don't know if I can handle that responsibility right now.
I get it. You've got a lot going on.
You know, charcoal was my favorite color.
I know.
It switches every 10 years or so. It started mm-hmm. out white, then mm-hmm. black, then charcoal. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite color now is peacock.
Really?
That color from the late 60s.
I love that.
That's in between blue and green, but it's sort of dark and rich.
I can totally get on that bandwagon. Right. Yeah. Especially because peacock and pink look great together. Just
maybe
saying.
We should. All right. Let's consider that
for the studio.
Let's consider that for a going out outfit matchy uppy. Yes. Speaking of the Spud Kings. Our Utah equivalent. Did we get the Spud Kings before Salt Lake City got the Utah Mammoth?
I think we did, actually.
We did, didn't we? Mm-hmm. It's almost Hallmark Channel Christmas movie time again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
According to that.
Checking it twice.
That's what it's called.
Yep. Yeah. I'd forgotten it was the Idaho Falls Trouts, the Fighting Trouts.
Yeah, the Flying Trout.
I think it was fighting.
All right.
I don't know. Anyway, it was a bad movie.
So bad.
It was not good.
So not good. Anyway, the Utah Mammoth now have their own mascot unveiled last week. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tusky, the Mountain Blue Mammoth.
Ooh, Tusky. That's not bad. Better than Musky.
Yeah. Oh, Tusky. I mean,
eventually Tusky's costume will get Musky, though.
And it looks kind of wild because when you see photos of it, especially up against the ice, mm-hmm. It almost looks like a monochromatic photo treatment because it's mm-hmm. all, you know, white and blue, ice blue.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a very blue sort of look. Mm-hmm. The rallying cry of Tusks Up.
Tusks Up.
Yeah.
That's hard to say. Tusks. Tusks.
Well, and it's silly to me for a couple of reasons.
Is it because it sounds like tits up?
Kind of. Thank you for always saying the part you know damn well I'm thinking, but
yeah.
If either one of us should say it, it ought to be you.
It ought to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, especially because usually that's a bad saying. Although, in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, they use it as their sort of battle cry before she goes on
right,
stage.
Right, that's a rallying cry, and Marvelous Miss Maisel is tits up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Not like the Titanic went tits up. Not mm-hmm. like it, you know, something went really south.
Yeah, something
really
flopped.
Yeah, horribly.
Yeah.
My grandparents had, this is, and when you see it, well, let's put the cover up on the screen right now. Mm-hmm. So you see what I'm talking about visually. This was one of the records my grandparents had when I was a kid. And I was like, hey, what's this? Oh, that's a record player, little Mikey. Little did they know. Shouldn't have shown me.
I know, right?
But it's a comedy album called Knockers Up. And I guess this chick was like the Lisa Lampanelli of her day or the Sarah Silverman or
oh,
the...
Funny.
Lord, they're all over the place now.
Oh, she
but they were few
cool.
and far between 10 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But raunchy female comedians.
Mm-hmm. Comedians.
Comedians. Mm-hmm. You know, now we've got Nikki Glaser, who mm-hmm. I think was the OG of this next set, right?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. We have...
Taylor Tomlinson.
Taylor Tomlinson and...
I know who you're meaning. It's Eliza Schlesinger.
Okay, Eliza Schlesinger was the one after Nikki Glaser that okay. I was going to put. And she's
okay.
just unbelievably talented.
I love her so and now, much. She's
and then she
so
had a,
funny.
Got married, had a kid or two, and is now ripped.
I know.
I mean, she's like, I aspire to her level of yeah. whatever determination or whatever drives her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like my hero. Eliza Schlesinger, we salute you.
Yeah. Honestly, it's probably so that people have less stuff to make fun of her for. Because I know that female comedians like really get beaten up in the comments. So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, she may
I think have... that's really good motivation.
So Taylor Tomlinson and then one chick that I clocked, I want to say, 2 years ago. And I told my buddy about, I don't remember her name right now and it guts me. Let's insert it later.
Mike's thinking of Kelsey Cook. Obviously, he's a huge fan.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's her. That's the one. Anyway, she's fantastic, too. Okay, comments and follow-ups?
Let's do it.
I said Godhead when I met Trinity.
Okay.
We got corrected on TikTok, of all places.
Oh, funny.
Look, man, we opened a can of worms by talking about... All we wanted to do was inform you as to why people were asking, are Mormons Christian?
Mm-hmm.
And I do this often when setting something up. I explain a half fact and don't explain why I explained it.
Right.
The reason I'm the perfect person, I felt, to explain that to you is I grew up non-LDS. I grew up Baptist. I went to
mm-hmm.
parochial school.
Mm-hmm.
5 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day included chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, Sunday night service, Wednesday night youth group.
Mm-hmm.
So Baptists and creedal Christians? They believe in the Trinity mm-hmm. where, and I thought this was funny. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit all exist in the same being.
Mm-hmm.
You said a friend of yours from seminary equated it to?
So actually it was a school friend who wasn't Mormon.
Oh.
But she basically said it's like water because you can have water that's also ice and steam, but they're still all water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, whereas our LDS friends believe in the Godhead, so I just got those backwards.
Right.
Is all. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, you know, when it comes to the cows, Californians, Oregonians, yeah. Washingtonians, we'll move here and say, okay, what about the Mormons? And I'm frank with them. Here's my line. Here's exactly what I say. Some of them are cool. Some of them are assholes.
Just like everybody else. Yep.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I have some very good LDS friends that I promise I think of every time I go on this mic and even bring up the word.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've got lots of family who still is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So anyway, the Idaho Falls Temple in that video in the drive-through Idaho Falls?
Yes.
We were pondering why it didn't have Moroni. Mm-hmm. Are y'all sitting down? Y'all ain't gonna believe this shit.
Lay it on them.
So the temple was designed in the 40s when adding the statue wasn't yet a standard practice for every temple. The statue became more common later, and it wasn't until 1983 that we added the Moroni to the Idaho Falls Temple.
Isn't that crazy to think of?
43 years later-ish?
Well, and I will say, too, I kind of feel like that building looks a little incomplete without a little something on top.
Yeah, now.
You know?
I mean, it looks like it's a holder for
the Moroni statue. Like, I don't know why it didn't have something on top of it before, like some kind of ornament. Of, like, even like a little gold ball or a something. Star. Yeah, or a star or something like that. Like, it does seem weird to me that they designed the building to look like that without the intention of putting something on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, it is it's a series of tiers that leads to
a big old pedestal.
A pinnacle. A spire.
Yes. Yeah.
It was so weird moving from, this is a while ago, mm-hmm. a minute ago. I moved from Salt Lake City to Milwaukee. And it was so weird moving to a town about the same size. Mm-hmm. In fact, it has some other similars too. It's right next to a big lake.
Right. Good point. You know? One's just saltier than the other.
Yeah. And there were different spires. When you looked out over the city of Milwaukee mm-hmm. from downtown to the south, it was like, oh, wow, it's just a different feel as opposed to all the uniform.
Yes.
Spires of temples mm-hmm. and steakhouses now.
Yeah.
In Idaho and Utah. Oh,
do you mean steak buildings?
That's what I meant.
Because steak houses, you get a really nice cut of beef at.
Yeah.
Steak buildings are different.
like a Ruth's Chris.
I mean, actually, you can get a good cut of meat there if it's a ward party or something.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, I could get invited to a ward party mm-hmm. and they would think I was LDS, but then I'd say something like steakhouse.
Yes.
And they'd be like, oh, I know what you are.
An outsider.
You're an imposter. Here, have some more funeral potatoes.
Honestly,
have some green jello.
If that doesn't convert you, I don't know what will.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Actually,
on that topic, though,
when
I was in Rhode Island visiting my cousin, mm-hmm. she decided she wanted to go to an LDS service. Huh. And afterward, they had a little potluck. And when I walked in, it smelled just like an Idaho Mormon potluck.
Wild,
it was
so
funny because it felt like it was kind of uncanny because it was like in an office building. Mm. Like it wasn't in its own church or anything. It was like a floor of an office building funny. They'd taken over. And then we got up there and I got the whiff of the food and I was like, Mormons.
Yeah. I smell like fee-fi-fo-fum.
I mean, the food did smell good though.
I smell the potatoes of a Mormon mum. We need to issue this retraction. We'll do it quickly. Because apparently a lot of people that were spreading this rumor, like the Daily Beast, have also issued retractions. So just in case we stated it as a matter of fact, although I don't think we did, we mentioned that it was a rumor that was circulating. Mm-hmm. But Melania, First Lady Melania Trump, was not trafficked by Epstein. And that's a dirty, filthy rumor. And we're sorry we even said it.
Well, I'm very glad that she wasn't.
Right. Me too.
Especially for her sake, because that would be tragic.
Yeah. Anyway, like her legal team is mm-hmm. tearing it up out there on that. And just, so.
Oh, by the way, I think you were going to say something about how Baptists actually don't hate Mormons.
I did it again. Thank you.
You're good.
My brother Bill from Tucson, he's listened to a couple of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Bill. It's nice to have you here. He sent us that really great information about
the nuclear reactors
mm-hmm. happening. Idaho Falls is like, mm-hmm. we're the belle of the ball.
I know. It's
for these new kind of reactors. Crazy.
Idaho, where the science happens.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, right next to television, baby.
Maybe that's why our potatoes are so great.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a little extra radiation blast.
They become French fries in the ground.
Mutant potatoes. Anyway, yes, my brother Bill, who lives in Tucson, Arizona, so not quite Phoenix Mesa. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour and a half farther south. But I would still maybe say in the Mormon corridor.
Absolutely.
We have that sort of weird link with Phoenix Mesa, right?
Yeah.
Like an LDS link. And he reminded me, hey, Baptists do not hate Mormons. So my information was outdated. And I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, they're fantastic people and right. Some of his very good friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you
for that perspective, older brother and much wiser brother, Bill.
Bill's a sweetheart. I don't think Bill hates anyone, to be fair.
No, I don't. Yeah, he does. I've gotten him to talk shit a couple times.
Well, but they probably deserved it.
That's true. There's just something about me. Carl, if I had a superpower.
Yeah, I hate to say, but I think I might too.
People sort of get the sense. Oh, you know what? I think it's because I live my life so openly and honestly and vulnerably.
Hmm.
And I say the quiet part out loud. Mm-hmm. They go, I can tell that guy.
Yeah. I can see that.
And I have a shitty memory. So I'll forget it in 6 months. Hey, do you remember when I told you? I'm sorry, no.
Right? That's totally fair.
You can tell me things in confidence.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going anywhere.
Right.
He's not even going to remember them.
Well, it's why, honestly, whenever I'm in something important, I'm taking notes on the phone.
Smart. Okay.
Real quick, let's wrap this first part up with the sort of grand experiment that was our, not rage bait experiment, but confusion bait experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me kind of tell you how it started.
Go for it.
A couple of weeks ago, I saw Roddy post. First he posted, and so I ended up following this exact format. First he said, I'm going to do it. Then he did it. And then he posted a follow-up about it. So he said, Threads is all rage bait. Buckle up, bitches. I'm going to post some rage bait.
Mm-hmm.
So then he did. And then he's like, it worked. It was his most engaging post ever, I want to say.
Interesting.
Would you like to know the rage bait that he posted?
Well, that was going to be my next question.
He simply wrote, if Kurt Cobain were alive, he would totally be MAGA.
Oh, he wouldn't. That doesn't make any
exactly.
sense.
Exactly.
That's funny, though.
It's hilarious.
That's really funny.
And homie.
Oh, I bet he had so cojone, many people.
The huevos on you, bro.
Right.
And it's still standing. I think if you
That's funny.
So, you know, experiment successful.
Yeah. Interesting, though.
Point proven.
Hmm.
And so I messaged him. And I said, holy shit, bro, that was amazing. And he said, well, you know, I got that from you.
Oh, really?
Speaking of me having a lousy memory, at some point I had complained that all Threads was rage bait.
Oh, yeah.
And it is.
I do remember you saying that.
The simple premise for any good thread at this point is I can't believe something that is obviously true is true. I can't believe that people from Idaho are really on Threads.
Right.
I think I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm. Somehow you're unique.
Right. That's the stuff that rises to the top. Now, I will say,
which is so dumb, by the way.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
And it's infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely infuriating. So I decided to follow suit. And isn't it funny to kind of see how the creative process works? I think a lot of times, and we've talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
there's the think, say, do. You think it. And then you either validate it or don't. With me, I think 200 things a day and I validate one, two. So there's a huge funnel, bottleneck, whatever that is, between thinking and validating, you know, saying it out loud, I think I'll do that.
Right.
And then there's the execution. Mm-hmm. How many months did we kick around the idea of this podcast?
I mean, at least a year.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm going to post something and then, you know, continue to scroll through Fred's.
Fred's.
There's the Velma's,
much more annoying version of Threads.
Daphne's, Shaggy's. Yeah, the much more Scooby-Doo oriented.
There we go. That's better.
The much more Freddy's double steak burger
I went straight to Nickelodeon Fred.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Fred from YouTube, then to Nick.
Yeah. Right.
Fred Meyer. Mm-hmm. Fred Myers. So I kept scrolling through Threads. And somebody said something about 6-7. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. So what I did was I created a piece of AI art, made it look like a receipt. And usually with AI art, I will never take the first one. It's got to be the third or fourth try.
Sure.
Where I see it, then can refine it. This one, this was the ultimate slop job. Mm-hmm. Like I spent 30 seconds on this thing.
You intentionally wanted it to look like shit?
I said, hey, AI, print me out a receipt that shows 420.69 somewhere in there.
Oh, funny.
And then I posted it with the caption, my 6-7 obsessed kid absolutely lost it at this receipt.
Funny.
So, right, thinking, here's what's going to happen. People are going to look at the receipt and look for 6-7 somewhere in there, not find it. And be angry.
And
it worked.
Oh, I bet.
To a frightening extent. After 2 days. So it's still going. 1 million views, 1,000 reactions, and 100 comments.
Are they all mean?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Well, okay, and here's the random punch from the universe. Mm-hmm. There is a 6-7 in there. If you look closely.
Oh.
From one line to the next.
Oh, okay. Fair.
So, honestly, it became this sort of, I don't know, search for dopamine that did pay off.
Okay, if you looked hard enough.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
I suck so bad.
You know what? No, I think that's perfect, though. Because that way people can't be crappy with you. You know?
Right.
Because you have it in there.
Right.
You just hit it really, really, really well, even from yourself.
A lot of discerning people, though, thank God for those discerning people in the comments, because I think like the Visa number ended with 1234.
Okay, good.
And somebody pointing out the 420.69 almost immediately. Mm-hmm. So thank God there were reasonable people in there calling it.
Who were like, this is clearly fake.
Shit, schlock, crap.
Okay.
That it is.
Good, and was. Good. Because I was going to say, like, knowing that you can make a fake receipt with AI is kind of terrifying because, you know, think of all of the terrible, you know, malicious uses of that.
I don't trust anything anymore.
Yeah.
Anything. So
it's crazy.
Either I lucked out and maybe it was that AI mistake.
Maybe.
Or Threads is such a new platform that you can still kind of manipulate it like this. But that was my complaint before the beginning of this experiment. And this, I think, just proves that. And I'd like to thank Roddy TV with the assist because he commented, ha, 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 this is so relatable. You.
I love Roddy.
Glorious, devious bastard. I love you too, man.
They're just so fun.
So I replied, oh my God, I know, right? Crying, dying, dead.
Love it.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link and post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
What about it?
Has the cool cats.
Yeah. Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
You hit your mic a little.
I suck so bad. Last week, right before the show, like right before we were doing it, panic. Oh my God, Idaho has agreed to install a Qatari Air Force base.
Remember that? I do remember that.
And I thought, well, we could stop everything down here because there's a process. Mm-hmm. You read those articles and they say, oh, comment was not available at press time or whatever.
Yes.
Like, we're past press time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. Anyway, turns out it's a pretty basic story. First of all, it's not their own Air Force base.
Right.
They will be at Mountain Home Air Force Base
in Mountain Home.
Over there.
Yeah.
Over that
near
way.
Boise.
Wait, that way. Yeah, and Mountain Home is not the only Air Force base on American soil with facilities owned. I'm so tired.
That was amazing.
Owned and operated by foreign allies. Oh, so what do you know? We're allies with them.
Yeah.
You weirdos.
Yeah, there's no reason to be that worried.
Yeah.
You know?
I know there are some people who believe that everyone from the Middle East is a terrorist. Yep. Not true.
There's some people who believe everyone who's not from the U.S. is a terrorist.
Right.
So.
And it's been in the works for years. Mm-hmm. So I guess it doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump getting that free plane.
Yeah, right.
From Qatar. Okay. But what a cool name for a country, isn't it?
Qatar?
Qatar.
Yeah, that is a cool name.
And then Qatari. Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like an 80s gaming system.
Yeah. Although, isn't it pronounced Qatar?
Probably.
Yeah. Beats me.
It's also pronounced Angela Merkel, but no one says it like that.
That's true.
Okay. Last follow-up, and we should have put it in the first segment. Do you remember the cotton candy and the Dubai chocolate
candy,
with the raspberry?
Okay. Oh, it was so good.
We talked about the raccoon, and in Sweden, their name is washing bears.
Yes, because they like to wash their food before they eat it.
Anyway, the video we showed, we were reminded by a YouTuber somewhere that there's 2 other tries on there. And on the 3rd try, the raccoon does get.
I know. I'm so glad.
The cotton candy. See, so watch this. 2nd time, confused.
Sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
3rd time, he catches on.
Yeah, he just goes for it.
He grabs it. Mm-hmm. Takes it away from the water.
Smart, smart.
Brilliant. Dude.
Yeah, brilliant. They're smart little critters. They're so cute. Have you ever seen raccoon dogs?
Raccoon bro. No.
Yeah, they're like an actual thing.
Like a raccoon and a dog had interspecies loving?
You know what? Now I feel dumb because I don't know. I think it might just be a type of raccoon.
Was it AI?
No, it's a real animal. Okay. Yeah, but
how do you know?
Or maybe did you see it crossbreed them with dogs
longer than 2 years ago?
Yes,
that's going to be the right. That's going to be the metric. Is like,
right.
Did you see that prior to 24?
Yes, I did.
You know?
Yeah, I had heard of raccoon dogs before then.
Okay.
So I think we're good, but anyway, they're pretty dang cute. Just saying.
Okay. Just like your Monster High dolls?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about this. Now, I'm a huge fan of H.R. Giger, not because I like his work, but because some of it is extremely uncomfortable to look at.
Right, right.
There's some very phallic, and what's the other gender equivalent?
Yonic
imagery. If you're wondering who H.R. Giger is.
You want to know? Oh, go ahead.
He did all the creature designs for the Alien movies.
So speaking of Yannick, do you want to know how I remember it?
Hmm.
So back when I was on Tumblr, back in the day, can you tell I used to be?
such a little edgelord.
Oh, I was such a little edgelord. I was probably so unbearable. It's fine. Anyway, but I remember coming across a post that was talking about how everyone knows phallic, but no one knows the word Yannick.
Hmm.
And someone shit posting in the comments said Yannick the Hedgehog.
Oh, God.
And honestly, ever since then, it's been so easy to remember.
Name of this episode.
Right? But anyway, so no, let's talk about the Skelector dolls, because I think they're really neat.
How long has this been going on?
You know,
for a minute, huh?
Now that you mention it, I don't actually know that much, like, real information about them.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you my perception of them.
Okay.
So here's
the thing.
There
you go.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I remember when Monster High dolls came out, I was an adult, but I remember seeing them and being like, damn it. If they would have had those when I was a kid, I would have freaking loved those.
Where were those when I was a kid?
Yeah. I just thought they were really cool. They were like super cute and punky, and they were kind of like, they looked kind of like Mycene dolls, which were one of my favorites back in the day. So they were sort of an offshoot of Barbie, but they were like a little bit more cartoony looking and like more glam. If that makes sense.
I slept on my scene. Sorry.
That's okay.
Remember Polly Pockets?
Oh, I loved Polly Pockets
Bratz,
too. Yeah, Bratz. So my scene was kind of like a toned down version of Bratz. Because I know there were lots of people who wouldn't let their kids play with Bratz dolls because they thought they were too slutty. So my scene was like the conservative option for that.
Or ethnic.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think that was part of it too.
Terrible.
Anyway,
terrible.
I remember these dolls coming out and I thought they were just so cute. I thought the designs were really neat. I thought they were such a fun idea because basically the idea is that they're, you know, little like dolls based on classic monsters that are like cute and girly and punky, but also like kind of goth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not quite Muppet Babies. But it's
right.
But wasn't one of them like
like one of them is like Dracula's
young
daughter,
Vampira.
And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Teenage Frankensteinetta.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
comedian.
Thank you. So they also do this whole line of Skelector dolls that are kind of aimed more at adult collectors because they're, you know, a little bit more expensive. They're more detailed and stuff like that. And they've just recently come out with the two for this year, basically, are the alien one, which I think is such a freaking cool design, especially her hands. They're so freaky and f***ed up, and I really dig them.
You're really selling this.
Yeah. I just think it's a really well-designed doll. I thought she was really cool. And then they also came out with a set of dolls for the Us movie. I don't know if you remember that one.
Is that a Jordan Peele?
It is. It's the one where, like, there's the people in the upper world and the people in the lower world, and they sort of riot and rise up, and, like, there's, like, the scissors and stuff.
That's another one I missed.
You missed it?
I saw I saw Get Out.
Interesting.
Oh, did we?
I thought so.
Yeah.
There are lots of bunnies in it.
It could have been your other podcast partner.
Could have been. Hmm. Could have been. Well, you know what? Maybe we should watch it now for spooky season. Okay. I haven't watched anything spooky this season. So we need to make that happen.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but I just think there's such a cool idea because they're all like they have, for example, Pennywise from the new It. They've got a Morticia one or something like that. Like they've got lots of real. Oh, and I think they also have like a Corpse Bride one too.
Okay, cool.
You know, but yeah, lots of really neat, like iconic horror movie characters made into like dolls, and they've always got neat little extra designs on them and stuff. Like, I just think it's a cool concept, and I wish that more things did that, in a way.
It's too bad. I mean, we give candy out at Halloween. It's right. Too bad it's not a gift-giving season, or else you'd have more of that. Oh, and I showed you that Joker doll, right? That's like, it must be $1,000 or something, that action figure.
Oh, I don't know if you have.
Let's see. We'll put it up in the middle of the screen, and I'll show you, like, after the show.
Okay.
But it's really impressive, and I don't know, the eyes are magnetic, so when you hold a magnet near it, it sort of looks up at the magnet, like it's...
Oh, that's cool.
And it's... I don't even remember which Joker it was modeled after. I mm-hmm. think it's the Heath Ledger.
Oh, cool.
I think it's Dark Knight mm-hmm. Joker, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about boring shit to me. Shit that's boring to me. Like the Idaho Falls mayoral race. Mm. Jeff Aldridge, Christian Ashcraft, Lisa Burton Shaw. I am loath to actually say who I think is going to win.
Oh, yeah?
Just because it's not based on who I think is the most qualified candidate.
Oh, no, sure.
And if you're relying on me for who you think you ought to vote for, you...
yeah, you've come to the wrong place. Although, really, we probably should have a stronger opinion about that, shouldn't we? Yeah,
you know what? Leave that to some other opinionated...
We'll see who can schmooze us the best. Assholes. Then we'll have an opinion. How about that?
Hey, speaking of which, we're about to pass up Neil and Julie on Facebook.
Whoa, that's so crazy.
Thanks for making that happen. And I, not that I'm calling them opinionated.
No, no.
But I'm going to say, right now I'm feeling Jeff for IF. I'm feeling Jeff Aldridge.
I feel like his campaigning has been the best. I've seen a lot, like I've seen a lot of his signs everywhere. His is like the first name that comes up when I think about it. And his slogan's very catchy.
I'm not saying he's our favorite. Yeah, we don't endorse anybody.
No.
But we also calls him like we sees him.
You know, I would like to, we really ought to look more into that. We'll take a day.
Yeah, all right.
You and me. It'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll make it fun.
November? Okay.
I'll do a little dance while I tell you about each person. How about that?
Sounds great. Na, 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 na. We want to thank John Radford. Now, we wanted to fit this into last episode. Didn't happen. Doing it now. Last time we quoted him was episode 92. When he explained so well why it's so hard to get a god dang tea time mm-hmm. here in Idaho Falls. This time around, he's a city councilman. This time around, he talked about allowing apartments in the city because that's a hot button issue in this election.
It is.
And he said, hey, you know, we rarely, and then wall of text. But let me give you the beginning. He said, we rarely vote on allowing apartments. Mm-hmm. And then he explains why. But it ain't the city doing it. A lot of people out there saying, why is the city of Idaho Falls? Meh? Because it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, no. People buy land, they can use it however they want, within reason.
So what I said was, hey, AI, can you summarize John Radford's fantastic, brilliant comments? And it said, yeah, the council member explained that the Idaho Falls City Council doesn't directly approve or deny most apartment projects. Instead, zoning rules... some in place since 1979, determine what can be built on a property. If it's zoned for apartments, no vote is required. Mm-hmm. The council only gets involved when a property owner asks to rezone land.
Which, frankly, I think is kind of fair. Because is this not America? You know? Like, so long as we have zones and stuff, if you buy the land, you should kind of get to do whatever you want with it.
I don't like change.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go there in just a second. But the member added that most developers don't want to fight nearby single-family homeowners, and the council generally supports apartments near retail areas or main roads, mm-hmm. not inside established neighborhoods.
Right.
However, the housing market is currently favoring apartments because high interest rates and expensive construction make single-family homes unaffordable for many local residents.
Yep.
So, you guys, it's a few things. And I think there's going to be a market shift towards single-family homes in the future. Just everything mm-hmm. swings back and forth like a pendulum, and let's just all settle down here for a second.
It totally does, though. That's a good point.
I don't necessarily like looking at apartments either, but people need affordable housing.
Yep, they sure do.
Okay.
Plus, I will say, like, I know a lot of people kind of crap on apartment living, but, like, I don't think it totally sucks. You don't have to take care of your own lawn. You have neighbors nearby in case something bad happens. You can scream real loud and someone will come help you.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially if you're a single woman living alone, like, I think they're kind of nice, personally.
And, you know, if you need to pick up and go.
Yeah.
If the breeze takes you a different direction.
Yeah, good for the nomads.
Really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the doldrum. It's over.
Yeah.
Wasn't that quick and painless? All right.
Perfect.
Okay. Lava Hot Springs has temporarily closed.
Oh, why?
They're doing some reconstruction. Glad you asked. They're doing some reconstruction. So they closed October 13th. Was that last Monday?
Last Monday.
Okay. This was a week ago. And they think they're going to be open November 7th. But they're also saying, yeah, I did my...
Construction projects and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're sad and gutted, but I guess they waited for their, you know, summer fun 25 season to be over. And before the soak your bones in the warm water in January season.
I was going to say, it's kind of weird to think that summer is a big season for them, because you'd think that hot springs would be like the worst place to be. When it's hot out.
Yeah.
Although one time my cousin and I.
The big play area and pool.
And I was going to say, my cousin and I once went and floated that river down there, and that was really, really fun. We had such a good time.
I lost a set of, I lost my very first BMW key fob in that river.
Oh, that's tragic.
Such a dumbass. Anyway, November 7th is when they plan to reopen. And then they made this point, which I thought was well played. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, by the way, if we never made upgrades on our hot pools, it would still look like this. As if those structures would still be standing. Here's a pic from 1917, over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. Early hot pools were called mud baths, since they were not much more than shallow mud puddles.
Oh, wow.
Where hot water seeped in.
Crazy.
The pools were deepened and eventually buildings were erected over the pools. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've made upgrades over the years.
Yeah, it's been nice. I actually really love Lava Hot Springs. Matter of fact, we should go this winter. I think that'd be really nice.
Sure, sure.
And you know, I think that hot springs in general are sort of one of those things that everyone loves. Like one time when I went down there, I kid you not, there were some monks there.
Oh, wow.
Like wearing the orange garbs and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. They were just hanging out in the hot tubs like everyone else.
I almost thought you were going to say monkeys.
No, monks.
Because that's one of my favorite photos. You can picture that one too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just sitting there
with the bone in
it. Steam coming off of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one.
I remember seeing that picture as a kid going, oh man, that's like monkeys are human.
Oh yeah.
It was the first time I sort of drew that connection, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's why I love capitalism, kids. Downada Hot Springs. Downada? Donata? I'm not sure. I think it's Downada.
Downada. Let's say Downada.
Even though that sounds like, hey, where are you at? I'm down at a hot springs.
I mean, honestly, that's probably the exact joke.
Yeah. Which is a little further from us, from Idaho Falls, than Lava Hot Springs. There, I'll pronounce it once correctly for you guys. Is offering a dinner and soak deal.
Oh.
Just coincidentally.
That sounds amazing.
See, that's why you need to listen to this show, is we put two things together that nobody else sees.
Oh, I wonder what the dinner is. If it's a steak, then we have to go.
Yeah, it's two for $50 plus tax, dinner, and soaking in the hot pools after.
Okay,
only
that is
available
a great deal.
By reservation on Friday and Saturday nights, 5 to 8 p.m. But yeah, they got a steak in the, looks like a steak and potato.
I mean, honestly, that sounds amazing. And for 50 bucks, that is not bad.
Right. Well, and because they know you've got to blow a tank of gas to get that. I mean, not even.
Yeah, right.
Not even a quarter of a tank of gas.
Especially in my soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That sounds like a good little weekend to me.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. Our good buddy, Stephen Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah?
Of the Rockefeller Skank fame pointed this out. Right about now, the funk soul brother, check it out now. No, Stefan worked in the same building with me at, that place that shall not be named.
Mm-hmm.
You remember we ran into Stefan at Heads and Tails the last time we were there.
Yes, yes we did.
Last time we referenced Stefan on our show, he was talking about the Loud Booms and Rigby.
Yes.
He was and we compared him to Charlie in Always Sunny. Yeah. That meme with the charts and then he's explaining things to you with all the things on the board.
With that crazed look in his eyes.
Yeah. Stefan's watching out for us, ladies and gentlemen, because he pointed out that the IFPD just recently installed a ton of flock cameras.
Oh, really?
In Idaho Falls.
Whoa, okay.
You might be asking, what the flock is a flock camera? Let's explain. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that track your license plate. Those are the ones that are connected to a national database.
That's a bummer.
Now, here's what the Idaho Falls PD is telling us. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we use flock safety technology to capture objective evidence without compromising on individual privacy. I'm sorry. That's not how I feel about you, IFPD. Please don't at me.
Yeah,
or pull me over.
Yeah, I was going to say they have your driver's license, or your driver's.
Yeah. Well, they've got my license plate on these flock cameras. Yeah.
Yeah.
Idaho Falls PD utilizes retroactive search to solve crimes after they've occurred.
Okay.
So it's not like they're watching you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a little worried. I have kind of a lead foot.
Until they are.
And I really, really try not to. Like, genuinely, I try to be so careful. But, you know, my soup, it just, like, gets going, and I don't notice because it's such a smooth ride, you know? And then all of a sudden, I'm going 50 and a 30, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Additionally, Idaho Falls PD utilizes real-time alerting of hot list vehicles to capture wanted criminals.
Oh, that's cool, though.
So they're not watching you unless they're watching.
Yeah. Which at that point, you've already messed up enough.
In an effort to ensure proper usage and guardrails are in place, they've made the below policies and usage statistics available to the public. Mm-hmm. So what's detected? License plates and vehicles. What's not detected? Facial recognition, people, gender, race. Flood of comments saying, yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then their acceptable use policy data is used for law enforcement purposes only. Data is owned by IFPD, never sold to third parties.
Better not be.
Yet. All right. Yeah.
We've
all pretty much given up at this point, right?
Well, and I was going to say too, like, what is that going to tell the third parties that my phone information doesn't already?
Yeah.
You know, my phone's with me everywhere I go too, you know?
It is pretty wild, though. Like, if somebody up there wanted to know, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, let's see. They go to Salt Lake twice a year, and it looks like they're visiting this neighborhood a lot. Mm-hmm. That must be home. That must be work. Mm-hmm. That must be their friend's house. You know?
Right.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to mention with this makeup is it kind of got me into makeup.
Yeah. You know, it's sort of funny because I remember when you were first having to put a kit together and you basically were like, hey, can you help me out and like go get me some stuff? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I went and got it and I like was writing stuff down, trying to explain it. And you seemed so indifferent, maybe even a little annoyed.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I get that.
I thought it was just, I don't know, one of those cartoon cannons that you put your face in front of and it went and your makeup was done.
Yeah, like where Tom and Jerry, like they have a big makeup puff and they just like puff it and all of a sudden their makeup is perfect.
But now I get those makeup videos.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been watching a ton of them going.
Mm-hmm. It's like a whole thing.
Oh.
Well, and I even blend? Made you a little diagram to show you where like the contour and the highlight and the blush goes, you know, it was kind of a whole thing.
It's this time of year, Carly, where I think about permanently wearing guyliner anyway.
Especially because you look really good in guyliner.
I don't think I can polish this turd or put any lipstick on this pig in an effective way. But I like the look.
It looks good.
I'm not sure it improves anything.
Oh, I think it does. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that you're already so great, it's hard to improve it. But I do like the little bit of edge it gives you. Although, mm-hmm. I would say it will probably make people your age around you sort of disrespect you a little.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Or I guess respect you less.
I'll lose some real estate clients, but the funny thing about that is then you pick up others.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm. Sort of like some of our content last week. We lost a few. We also hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, so whatever.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
That was all a weird way to set up this series of stories. Buckle up. Let's talk about, do you remember that time we just sort of coincidentally talked about two former female news anchors for KPVI News Channel 6?
Yes.
Brenda Baumgartner-Stanley for writing her book, It Happened in the Hollow, and Suzanne Hobbs for cameoing in what?
Superman.
The new Superman movie. Yeah. All right, let's switch gears to Local News 8. First of all, congratulations to Kaylee Galaviz.
Oh, yeah?
She is the new morning reporter at Channel 4 ABC Utah.
Wow, good for her.
Kaylee, we got to stop everything right here, right now. You are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5. 21 finger gun salute. Pew, pew. Chef's kiss.
To you, especially because you have great hair.
We bow down. It's amazing. You got out of Idaho Falls, Idaho. That's not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, it's a sticky town.
But she also went to Salt Lake, and it's funny because, like, I went to Salt Lake. From Idaho Falls, I went to Salt Lake City. Idaho Falls is kind of a farm club for Salt Lake City. You're wondering where, like, half your radio and TV people come from, Utah? Right here.
Idaho Falls.
Yeah. So don't make fun of us too much. Anyway, Kaylee, congratulations. We're so excited that you got the hell out of Dodge. You did your 2 years in purgatory. Seriously, the TV stations, did you know this? I'm pretty sure this information is still accurate. They make their noobs sign a 2-year contract.
Really?
Because if they didn't, they would just cut a tape and get the hell out of here.
Oh.
Seriously?
Yeah, I kind of get that.
And I'm going to prove that with a point coming up. But let's keep going because this gets true crime weird.
Okay, I like it.
Kaylee, you're in the clear. Nothing to do with you. You're just fine. So, who's going to replace Kaylee? It looks like, from the 30 seconds of research that I did, it's a gal named Danielle Mullenix.
Oh, cool.
Welcome to the shit show, Danielle. It's nice to have you here. It looks like she's been kicking around here for like a year.
Oh, cool.
I said she was in Alabama. Ah, I forget the college. There's a college in Alabama. And I saw Mobile. Pronounce that right? From, yeah, so she was in Alabama. Does that make her a Southern Belle?
I wonder if she has a charming little accent.
I don't know, but I do know she was at the Playmill for a couple of shows.
Oh, cool.
I think she was Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
Man, I wanted to see that so bad. I'm so mad we didn't go.
Damn!
I know.
So, Danielle, from what I could tell, again, in the 30 seconds that I researched you, you're too good for this place. It's probably not too late to turn. Certainly, there must be a clause in that 2-year contract you just signed where you can. Is there a morality clause? Can you be naughty? And I'm just
not
saying.
If she wants to keep working somewhere else.
It's not too late to turn back and change your life choices.
I think it's going to be great for you, Danielle.
I know you've been doubting it.
You say it like here is so bad, Mike.
Okay. I'm kidding. I am kidding.
I would hope so.
It's a great place to cut your teeth and get into the business. Here's where all of this takes a bit of a harrowing turn. Danielle, you're in the clear too. In fact, the next person we're going to talk about is also in the clear because unfortunately something happened to her.
Oh no, what happened?
Who remembers the name Kylie Bierce? How about now? Remember her from Local News 8 a few years back? 5'10", something like that. Anyway, Kylie's now 36 and she's in Denver.
Oh, cool.
She went from Idaho Falls to, stop me if you think you've heard this one before, Salt Lake City. And then Minneapolis? No, somewhere. Milwaukee?
That'd be funny.
Town that starts with an MI in the Midwest. Oh, in the MI. So then she made it to Denver, Fox 31, KDVR. And she's been there for a minute. And she got a stalker.
Oh, no.
She's publicly detailed a harrowing 3-year ordeal of being stalked by a 69-year-old obsessed viewer.
That's awful.
Culminating in a recent violation of her permanent restraining order that forced her to move for her safety. So she gets off work, backs her truck into the garage. Stalker drives up in her driveway. She looks up. She's like, what the hell? This guy closes her garage door, goes in the home, grabs her dog, calls 911, leaves the house through the back. Anyway, I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened after that, but poor Kylie.
I guess I don't really get, I don't get what stalkers think is going
to
happen.
Obviously, it became a news article, and I hope the guy's being tried to the full extent of the law.
Yeah.
But you can do more research if you want, but yikes!
Yeah, that's terrifying. I mean, I know what they want to happen is that they'll appear in enough places that eventually this person will fall in love with them, or they have something in their head that says that they're already in love and that this is fine. But, like, I don't know, man. Once you get hit with a restraining order and stuff, you'd think that you'd kind of get a clue.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Just crazy to me.
Well, yeah, and I feel bad. I mean, you know, when you go on TV to be a professional, you don't sign up for that shit.
Right. You know, I will say that was one thing I was a little worried about when we started doing this. Because I've had some instances kind of that in the past.
Yeah, what have we got? We haven't really gotten anything...
Nothing bad.
We've gotten a few inappropriate comments about Carly.
Yeah. But I mean, it's nothing that I can't handle. So that's about not a big deal. Yeah. Thankfully.
And some of them have been clever.
Yeah. Some of them have been really funny, actually. Yeah. Gosh, what was that one that was really funny?
Was it the reference to the King Arthur legends?
Yes. So that one. That one was funny.
Something like his knights would not be able to pull him out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny. Anyway. I hope you don't mind. No, it was a funny comment. Otherwise,
okay.
Yeah. It's hard to be offended when it's also hilarious.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I guess he probably knows that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's kind of the secret. If you're going to be a weirdo, a creep, a stalker, you at least have to be really, really funny. You know?
Right.
Like, if you're going to stalk someone, you need to at least, like, show up with, like, a clown nose and start making balloon animals.
Why do you listen to IFAF? Oh, tips for stalking. And finally tonight, wondering what Lagoon's new ride will be? Here's your first look. I know
that
that's
looks
only,
so good.
That's only a couple of frames, but that was their sizzle video.
That looks so fun, though.
Opens next summer. It's called the Nutcracker. I don't know why. Maybe because nutcrackers are tall?
I guess. Yeah, I thought it was weird to do a Christmas-themed ride for a park that's never open during Christmas.
I mean, I get every ride needs like a mascot or a gimmick or like
it's gotta have a shtick.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, maybe they kick you in the nuts. Thanks for coming to Lagoon. Have a nice day.
There we go. I think that is a great premise. I love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly...
Please do not exit the ride until it has come to a complete stop and we've kicked you in the nards.
I almost wonder if they were penduluming from the, like, Furries ride that they put in last. That last roller coaster. What was that? The Fantasmic or something like that?
That was.
I don't remember the name of it. I haven't been on it yet because I suck. But anyway, apparently the mascots that they have in it, because they have it sort of set up like a Disney ride where it, like, you know, tells a little bit of a story and it's got, like, animatronics and stuff. But some people said that they kind of look like fursuits.
Okay.
Which I think is funny. Yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned the word pendulum because that's exactly what it is. It's a large single structure that's got a couple of these things, I think, on each side. If you're just listening, I'll explain, you know, like that sort of kick out and swing.
Little nutcracker feet?
Maybe, yeah.
Like if he was sitting on a chair and swinging his little feet?
And you're in the sort of... ski lift car that is swinging. Okay, so it opens next summer. It soars to over 150 feet high, and it hits speeds up to 69 miles an hour. Nice. An hour. And you could pull 4.7 Gs.
Wow.
Now, that's more than astronauts experience after a lot of training. When they escape the Earth's atmosphere, when they reach
really,
what is that, escape velocity?
Yeah,
yeah,
crazy,
right?
Yeah,
it lasts for 108 seconds. So as I understand it, that's a long time.
Yeah, I mean for a ride.
Yeah,
certainly beats 69 seconds.
Anyway, It looks fun.
I do kind of wonder if they had to stop it at 69 for a reason. Like, if you go to 70 miles per hour, if it, like, becomes an extra liability or something like that. Like, maybe their insurance goes up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anything beyond that is uninsurable.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, isn't it a Seinfeld joke? It's not a Seinfeld show joke. It's a Jerry Seinfeld joke.
Uh-huh.
Maximum strength. How do they determine that? Find out how much can kill me and then back it off a little bit. Right? I know that's a shitty impression, but, you know, right? Like, 70 out of the question. How about 69? Yeah, no problem.
Right?
Okay.
Well, I think that occasionally it would go that one extra mile per hour over.
Right. Just because of standard deviation.
Yeah.
Well, we'll scream and swing next summer at Lagoon.
That's the hope, at least.
Let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, first and foremost, and in my opinion, most importantly, tonight and tomorrow night are the last two nights to go see Mike in Clue. He's playing Mr. Body. It's a super fun romp. I've already gone to see it, and it was really, really fun. They actually did some really neat things with it that I thought I would have never guessed, and they really bumped the show up a few notches for me.
And I should and could thank everybody, but I will only thank one person this go around, and that's Ryan Carroll for this amazing makeup job that you've been looking at for the last hour.
Yeah, he's awesome. Both nights, that's going to be at 7 p.m. at Thunder Ridge High, and the tickets are linked in the post.
And here's the big butt seats. Once again, in case you missed it last episode, these are seats that, for whatever reason, in the auditorium are a little bit wider than the other seats.
If you need a little extra elbow room.
There you go.
Also, this Saturday, October 25th, is the Stop the Silence Charity Ball. That's going to be going on from 5:30 to 11. You can support victims, celebrate survivors of domestic violence, and they're going to have a raffle, silent auction, photographer, live music with Dawson Moon, and it's all going to be at the Snake River Event Center.
Also, the Hear the Shift car show from noon to 3. What's the stat we heard earlier this month that one in three women have experienced domestic violence, one in four men?
Yeah, I was surprised by how high that was.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Nutcracker Ballet is going to be coming to the Colonial Theater November 11th. And a great way to help your community is that you can use code QUEEN to donate $10 from your ticket sale to the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the Nutcracker. This is Tchaikovsky and the ballet, not the thrilling Lagoon amusement park ride.
Right. Although I think it is also very thrilling.
Yeah. Especially those cod pieces. What are they called? Dancer's belts.
Yes, dancer's belts.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof sometimes.
Mm.
Jeez Louise.
Mm. Dun, 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 dun.
All right. I guess that wraps it
up. That's our show. Wraps it up with a nice little bow.
Yeah. Like on a Christmas present.
Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind of critters.
IFAF.